know what braces are.
Braces. Carpenter's braces. Puts a board on two of them.
On a frame.
Frame. And never call it a horse.
Maybe a horse, yes. You put your horse. Some call it frame, some call it halter.
Mm-hmm. When you used to have put your baby in something to give him a ride outdoors, it was made of wicker and had a little
cradle.
Well, if it had wheels on and take it outdoors, you call that a baby
carriage. Baby carriage.
And would you push the baby or roll the baby or how would you?
They'd push him in a little carriage.
Uh-huh. They never said rolling. I believe that's all the questions that I've got. I'm wondering whether you remember anything else that we don't have on this list. That you think
I don't think it's a thing. We answered every question from Genesis to Revelation, I think.
I see.
That's a question. Of course, that may be of service to you and whoever's taking it. But some questions asked something that's funny to me. Why they ask such questions? But you explained that to me just a while ago.
Well, some of them do sound kind of silly. It takes time, but very often you can, if you bring up a word today, somebody will just give their memory a kind of a jog, you know, and they'll come up with a different word.
Yeah.
So it takes time, but I sure appreciate your patience.
Well, that's all right. I didn't have anything else to do. I don't do a thing in the world but eat and sleep.
I see. Well, that's...
Eat and sleep.
The way you used to work, I think you earned that.
Well, I guess so. I used to put in one time when I took that from my brother's home over to Alabama, I'd put in 16, 17 hours a day. So maybe go from 4 day until 10, 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I like to wake my food to have to death, but I just had so much to do. A farm out there, and farm 21 miles from here in Alabama, 12 out yonder, and then taking mail on the rural route. Many a day I'd run a tank of gasoline in the car. And I just broke down. I went to Macon to have a niece up there who was a nurse. She was a nurse. She's married now. She's a nurse. Some special doctor up there. She wanted me to come up and let him check me over. And he asked me a lot of questions. Asked me, he says, and I want to ask you some questions. And what time do you get up in the morning? I said, well, depends on the time of the year. Anywhere from 2 hours before day until daylight. Uh-huh. Had a way of saying, uh-huh, every time you said anything. Uh-huh. Well, what time do you get breakfast? I said, sometime I eat it before day and sometime at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. What time do you get your noon meal? I said, well, about the same way with breakfast. Sometime at 12 o'clock, sometime at 2 or 3 o'clock in the evening. Uh-huh. He says, well, what time you get your supper? We call it here, supper meal, dinner day. I said, well, that's about the hardest question I get. I said, sometime at 12 or 1 o'clock when I get it. Sometime if I happen to be passing through by the house, I get it at 12 or 6, 7 o'clock. Then again, maybe it'd be 12, 1 o'clock at night. And he says, how long do you expect to live eating such action, such junk food, living such fool life as that? I said, well, doctor, I couldn't tell you about that. That's what I come for you to tell me. He said, well, it's his worst of his words. He said, you won't live with a damn short while, do it. And the poor fellow died in about 2 or 3 years after I was up there. Died of a heart attack. Fine doctor, good doctor, and a nice, mighty nice man.
Uh-huh.
But he passed out of a heart attack. A few years after I was up there.
That's the year.
But I used to, and when I retired, I'm a retired governor, lawyer, retired